Hello. I hope everything is okay for you and for your family. We are going to study a part of Effortless English Package. The title of this part, this section of Effortless English, is the Power English. Why do we call this section the Power English? Because we are going to follow two things in these lessons. First, we are going to learn English, of course. And the second goal that we are following in these lessons is the psychology of success, especially the psychology of learning English. We have two things in learning English. First is method. What do we mean by methods? Methods like schools, books, and teachers. And what do we mean by the psychology of learning English? The psychology part is motivation, emotions, peer group, thoughts, our beliefs, managing time. Among English teachers, we have two terms, linguistic factors and non-linguistic factors. What are linguistic factors? In fact, linguistic factors are methods, and non-linguistic factors are psychology. Linguistic factors related to learning English directly and non-linguistic factors related to learning English indirectly. And the psychology parts and the non-linguistic factors are more important than linguistic factors. Why? Because many famous persons, many peak performance coaches believe that 80% of success in everything is psychology and only 20% of it is method. So, the psychology is very important. Mr. A.J. Hook says that when we want to learn English, when we want to study English, we should be in peak emotional state. We should be happy. We should be energetic. And how can we be energetic? How can we be happy? How can we get to peak emotional state? We are going to learn about this in these lessons. Next, Mr. A.J. Hook explains the structure of each lesson. Each lesson has three parts, maybe four parts. Main text, vocabulary, mini story, and point of view. The most important part of each lesson is mini story and the point of view part. Because in mini story and the point of view, we are going to learn grammar. We are going to learn English. We are going to learn grammar and English intuitively, subconsciously. And at the end of the text, Mr. A.J. Hook's points two important points. One, we shouldn't translate from English to our language or from our language to English. It's a bad habit. And the second point is, we shouldn't analyze the grammar. We shouldn't analyze the sentence. We should learn English subconsciously. So, let's rock.